week on our early morning program, our evening program. But right now his telephone isn't answering, and we don't have anything prepared. So I think what we're going to do is simply, we'll invite you to give us a call, if you'd like to, at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And in lieu of your calling, I'm just going to go a little bit into the background of what is going on in the Middle East, and really what is behind so many of the bombings and attacks and the increasing terror that we're seeing in this country and, pardon me, in the Middle East, and certainly some reflections of this throughout the world. So let's go back into the background of what is really going on in the world. Now, if you understand what we keep telling you here on Radio Liberty, there is a master plan. And if you read the writings of the occult hierarchy, and you can actually go onto Google and type in occult hierarchy, and you will find out that there are organizations that have a master plan for the world, and it is with a capital P. And as you would recall, that master plan recalls for America being the dominant force in the world and leading the world into a new world order and a new world religion. And I'm just going to play just a moment here for just a little music. Maybe we can help to get our ordinary guest here. Actually, he gave us a different telephone number last night, and asked us to call it a different number. I just want to make sure we got the right number for him, that they're calling that under any circumstances. We'll sort of leave that with our producer, and that they remember that we were given a different number last night. He wanted us to call that. Under any circumstances, there is a master plan, and you can go to the Occult Hierarchy's website, look at their website, and they will tell you that there is a plan. Read the writings that you'll get in Share magazine. Read the material that comes out of the Lucis Trust, that used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, and read the writings of Benjamin Krem and the things from the Terra Center, and they will tell you that there is a plan. The world leader is there. We're moving towards the world government and a total transformation of society. And then, of course, if you read the writings of Barbara Marx Hubbard, she will tell you that going along with this new society is going to be this dramatic reduction in the world's population, and they're going to have to kill off a large part of the world's population. They know what they're doing. And this is why I'm really so concerned about all this talk about, oh, the bird flu, the avian flu, but don't you worry, the government's going to have a vaccine for us. Well, we know they put cancer viruses into the polio vaccine. We know that they put a chorion adatropin in the vaccine that they gave in Kenya and in the Philippines so women couldn't have children. We know that they put squalene into the vaccine that they gave to our troops in the Gulf War, and half of them are ill. We know that they put mercury, methylate, that was so toxic that you couldn't put it on the skin. It was outlawed in the United States back in the 1960s, but they put it in the vaccines they gave to our children and destroyed the minds of a whole generation of our youth. They're all carrying around tremendous amounts of mercury that one day will have a profound effect on their brains. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And today we were to have had Mr. Edward Klein, who was going to talk to us about Hillary, and he's written a wonderful book. It's entitled The Truth About Hillary. But as you will recall, of course, Mr. Klein is not available, so it's going to be open lines, and if you'd like to call me, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I was just going into the background of what's really going on in the world today. You can't understand what's going on in Iraq. It really doesn't make any sense. Why do we have to keep our troops there? Why? Because there's the insurgents, because there's unrest, because they don't have stability, and we've got to stay there until there's stability. Or because if we were to pull out, why, there'd be chaos and civil war and just a total breakdown of the fragile democracy that we've installed. But have we really installed a democracy over there? Remember, they didn't tell the people who were voting for political offices until 2 days ahead of time. And we picked all of the candidates, and we rigged the election. And the only thing democratic about it was a lot of people got some ink on their fingers. Could you imagine an election in the United States, a democratic election, where nobody knew who the candidates were until 2 days before the election? This is as phony as a $3 bill. The reason there is instability in the Middle East is because when the United States moved in, we dismantled the Iraqi army after promising not to. We dismantled the Iraqi police force after promising not to. We disbanded the Iraqi civil service, the people who made the electricity work, the people who made the sewers work, who made the water run in the homes and clean and pure water, and we created a chaotic situation. And now we just can't seem to rebuild that army. We've given them, the Iraqi army, we've given them $300 million. It's been squandered. We can't get the police force in. The insurgents are killing off the police just about as fast as we're getting them trained. And nothing seems to be working. Now, in a country that can put a man onto the moon and send a probe to Mars, you mean they had no idea what was going to happen when we went in and disbanded the military and dismantled the police and dismantled the civil service? And I would like to suggest they know exactly what they're doing. They do not want the American people to know, because there is an agenda, and that agenda is to permanently station American troops in the Middle East. That's why we're building 14 gigantic military bases. That's why we are building the largest American embassy anywhere in the world in Iraq. If we were really thinking of pulling out, do you think we would actually be doing that? And if you think for one minute that the Iraqi people really believe that we're going to pull out of there, I think you're sadly mistaken. They know what's going on, and they know that they are simply being used as pawns in a vicious, vicious game. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is not with us. So if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I was simply talking about how we have destabilized Iraq. We have created an impossible situation. We destroyed their military. We disbanded it. Why didn't we leave it intact? Most of the officers there were not loyal to Saddam Hussein. They were professional military officers. In fact, we promised them that when we moved in, we had no quarrel with the men, the professional military officers. We only wanted to depose Saddam, and many of the military officers believed us and instructed their forces not to fight or disbanded the Iraqi military. And the same thing was true with the police. So why did we disband the army? And why did we disband the police if we did not intend to create a chaotic situation? I'd like to suggest we have done exactly what we intended to do. So what's it all about? It's all about justifying keeping American troops permanently stationed in the Middle East. Why do we want to do that? Why? Because Eurasia is the center of the world. 65% of the world's population lives in Eurasia. They have the majority of the oil reserves, they have the majority of the minerals, the majority of the wealth in Eurasia. And America is to dominate the world. That has been the plan of the ancient secret societies since they were sent their agents to the United States in 1640 or 1650. A group of Rosicrucians came to take control of the United States, and then, of course, to utilize our military and financial power to bring the whole world into the new international order and establish democracy throughout the world, which, of course, is a fraud because our founding fathers didn't want a democracy. They wanted a republic. If we really wanted stability in Iraq, first thing we would do would be divide it into three separate countries, one the Kurdish, one the Sunni, and the other Shia, so they would not be fighting back and forth among one another. Great Britain, created an artificial country back after the First World War because they wanted instability so that there would never be peace there. Why don't we preserve peace? Why don't we give the Kurds their own country? Why don't we give the Sunnis their own country? Why don't we give the Shias their own country? And of course, the reason we're not doing that is because we don't want to do what's logical. Well, I just want to mention the we certainly do have one other number that we can call. That was the number that we had for our special guest, Mr. Edward Klein, and I do have that, and we can certainly give that to our producer if they'd like to get it. Otherwise, let's go to Mark, who's calling from Soquel. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, I just wondered if you had any more information about the famous 14 military bases that are being constructed in Iraq, because I first learned about these during the presidential debate from John Kerry. He mentioned it.
Right. And of course, it should be pretty obvious that we are planning on staying there permanently, and that is the real plan. You can read in the PNAC, the Project for the New American Century website, that's newamericancentury.org. They have a treatise there. It's 75 pages called Rebuilding America's Defenses, and at page 14 of that, they will tell you, and this was written a year before the 9/11 attack, the goal is to have permanent troops stationed, American troops permanently stationed in the Middle East, irrespective of where the Saddam Hussein is in power or not. That's what it's all about, but they can't tell the American people this is all contrived. America is to dominate the world, and to do that, we have to have troops stationed there permanently. That's what it's about, and that's why we're building the large embassy. That's why we're building the 14 military bases. We have no intention of pulling out. But you see, they can't tell the American people because we're not smart enough to understand the plan. Anything else, Mark?
Well, no, that'll be good. Thanks.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I've got a comment to make here about this whole thing in Iraq. One of the basic things that bothers me is that, you know, we went in, the war started, of course, because of Saddam's evil weapons. They made him a threat to the world. Well, when they didn't find the weapons, there's a strange metamorphosis took place, that the mission changed from that to, you know, liberating the Iraqi people, you know, democratizing Iraq. That's a different purpose. And here's my question to President Bush: who in the world are we, or who is President Bush, to democratize some other country? That's not our business to do that, and you definitely don't do it with the barrel of a gun. So the whole thing is just, I think it's just wrong.
Well, you have to understand that they have to lie to the American people. First of all, it was the weapons of mass destruction. Then it was, well, Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11. And then when the CIA proved that wasn't right, then they said, well, we have to go in because Saddam Hussein is a wicked man, and who can disagree with that? And Saddam Hussein, he has to be removed, and we have to bring democracy. And none of those are the truth. I mean, after all, Saddam Hussein is a wicked man. In fact, it was in 1982 when there was an attempt, as I recall, to assassinate him. And he went into the country, this little community after that, and he killed, I don't know, 120, 130 men and boys, and just simply bulldozed down the town and bulldozed all the orchards and put all the people into concentration camps because somebody had tried to assassinate him. That was about 1982, and that was a terrible thing to do. But remember, the United States financed Saddam Hussein after that. It was the following year that Donald Rumsfeld went over there and embraced him, and we were giving him literally billions of dollars. We backed him in the war, his war against Iran, which he encouraged him to undertake. We backed him after he used the poison gas, which incidentally we had sent him the material so he could build it. We used the poison gas and killed somewhere between 10,000 and 100,000 Kurds. We backed him after he used the poison gas on Iran. Aren't the people in our government who did that equally guilty? And I think that Saddam Hussein should be tried and convicted and executed. But what about the people who financed him after he'd committed these terrible atrocities? Don't they bear part of the guilt? And don't the American people who back those people today bear part of the guilt?
Sure. And, you know, kind of reiterate what I said, Dr. Stan. I mean, I just think that, you know, our Constitution does not give us the authority to democratize any other country. That's not our fair to do that. If the Iraqi people want democracy, let them put it there. You know, that's what I say. It's not our... I saw in the news a few months ago, it was a news story over in Britain, in Great Britain, and there's a woman holding a sign. This sign said it all. She said, don't demise... You know, she said, it's not right to... The sign said, it's wrong to bring democracy with the force of a gun. That just says it all.
Okay, fine. Well, I certainly agree with you. And the thing is, there are other explanations that are given. I think most people are smart enough to realize that George Bush is not being honest with the American people. There are a lot of people who think that we went in there to get the oil. There are a lot of people who think that we went in there to defend our currency because Saddam was beginning to sell the currency, oil for European currency. And if he began to denominate an oil in euros rather than in dollars, he could destroy the reserve status of the American dollar. And then there are other people who believe we went in there to defend Israel. All of these are diversions. The real reason we are in the Middle East is so we can dominate the Middle East, to change the governments there, and of course force them to go along with our plan for the New World Order and the New World Religion. And when you understand that, it really makes sense that we intend to keep our troops there permanently. Has nothing to do with defending Israel. In fact, we're doing everything we can to destroy Israel. In fact, we're forcing them to pull out of Gaza, and of course, we're forcing them into this very, very small enclave, which will make an excellent target for the nuclear missiles now that will be available from Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, and probably from Iran and Syria as well. And of course, we are certainly not there for the oil, because we're actually allowing other countries to go in and develop it. It's not that America will have all the oil. We're only going to have part of it, because our loyalty is not to America and to American corporations, but to the corporations of the world that work together towards the New World Order. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. They've done everything they could to confuse us about what's going on.
One more comment. I was watching, to both of what you just said, I was watching them, I think it was PBS one time. They're interviewing some guy, I forget who he was, but some head honcho in our government. Anyway, this guy was actually admitting that we need a presence in the Middle East. He was actually saying it. So there you go.
I see, but you see, once in a while you're going to hear the truth. And that's why I read newspapers and why I listen to the television on occasion, because they can't have everything a lie. Once in a while, they're going to have to tell you the truth, and you've just got to be able to ferret the truth from the falsehood.
Sure.
Anything else you want to say?
No, thanks a lot.
All right, fine. Well, that was Dave calling from Illinois. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you, because we don't have anything prepared at all. And so you're either going to have to give us a call, or we're going to have a monologue. But I think it's so important that the American people understand that there is a group that controls both political parties, that has an agenda, and a foreign policy does not change whether the Democrats in or on the Republicans are in. Now, admittedly, George Bush has not signed the Kyoto Protocol, and the reason he hasn't signed it is because it would totally disrupt our economy, and they need America to survive just a little bit longer. They don't want to totally destroy our economy until everything is in place for the establishment of the coming world government. And then, of course, when you look at it from the spiritual point of view, you understand that this has been prophesied for 2,000 years. In fact, it's really been an idea going all the way back to the time of Nimrod. And there have always been powerful spiritual forces behind this. And this was the secret of the ancient mystery religions. And the ancient mystery religions realized that if you could tap into Luciferian force, there was tremendous power there. If you could tap into that other dimension. And believe me, they have tapped into that other dimension, and we are moving very, very rapidly away from the Christian precepts upon which this country was founded, towards living in a pagan society. And that's why the attack on marriage, the attack on morality, the effort to, of course, corrupt our children with sex education, pushing homosexuality, and now euthanasia, and what will be next? What more depravity could we have than we have in America today? The greatest source of pornography anywhere in the world. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, and welcome your calls. Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago. And it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox The fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Saving for retirement or the kids' college education? Nothing holds its value like gold. That's why smart money investors have always included gold and silver in their saving and investing strategies. Today, that strategy is paying off big time. In the last 3 years, gold has increased in value over 50%, and silver has nearly doubled. The U.S. dollar has lost over 90% of its original buying power. How's that 401k doing? If you're saving U.S. dollars for your future, you need to call the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources toll-free 1-800-685-4042 and begin accumulating gold and silver right now. Protect your future buying power before enrollment or retirement day arrives. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources have been helping people just like you for over a decade. Call Colonial Resources, 800-685-4042. Ask for a free report on how to add gold, silver, and U.S. collector coins to your portfolio. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and right now it's going to be open line for the rest of the hour, sounds like it. We're not going to be able to get our regularly scheduled guest, and I'm sorry you're not going to get a chance to hear him, but we do have an excellent interview with Edward Klein on his book, The Truth About Hillary, and of course we'd be glad to get you lined up at a later date to hear that if you'd like to get it. But let's go to John calling from Arkansas, and remember our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. John, did you have anything to talk about that going along with what we're saying?
Yeah, just a quick comment. You and Bob Chapman were talking about, you know, perhaps I think it was your FBI files and the things that were blocked out on your file when you got to look at it. And I just had to make the comment that a friend of mine works at the VA hospital here. And he said that your website, Radio Liberty, is totally blocked off of their. The VA hospital has a bank of computers for all the employees to use, and your Radio Liberty is totally blocked off. And one of the Patriot networks that you're on, their website is totally blocked off as well. And I thought I was kind of surprised that yours was blocked off. And I said, you know, that's funny. I said, Dr. Stan really isn't a very threatening individual, and you know, I'm kind of amazed. But then I thought about. I thought you're a pretty tough critic of a military-industrial complex, and they also probably don't like that fellow that gets on there and talks about the corruption in the VA as well. So I just thought I'd pass it on to you. I just thought it was kind of amusing that they were blocking your website off.
So much for freedom of the press and freedom of speech when you, of course, have anything to do with the government.
Well, I just said to my buddy, I said, you know, this is we're living in Orwell's 1984 now, and Big Brother is is watching what's going on around there and blocking off and keeping people from accessing certain things at certain places.
And pretty soon they'll be able to hold up two fingers and tell it's three, and we'll actually see three fingers.
You're right.
And if you haven't, for our listeners out there, if you haven't read a 1984 for a long time, get it and reread it. There's a lot of wisdom there. I've often thought that George Orwell had knowledge he could only have gotten being channeled to him or for some other source. He knew exactly what lay ahead. Read it and, of course, tremble and understand what he is telling us. And, of course, if we don't turn back to God as a nation, why, America as we've known it will cease to be. Hey, thanks so much for calling, John.
You're welcome.
God bless. And right now we've got Fred calling in from Salinas. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Stan. I heard the fellow talking about George Orwell, and I read a story about George Orwell, and everybody thinks that was fiction, but it really wasn't fiction. It was fact.
Well, as you know, he had worked with British intelligence for a time.
But see, he lived in Burma, which it's now called Myanmar, and he lived there for a long time, and all the time he was there, that was a national security state. And everything that he talks about in 1984, the people in Burma were actually living, and that's the way things went down in what you call a national security state. And
but you can see this happening. Remember, of course, they had video cameras everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they watched you every place. They watched you in your living room. They watched you in the bathroom. They watched you in the office. They saw everything you did, and you can see how we've got to have these cameras out here now, you know, to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, you know, why he might find out what we're doing. And so we've got to have these video cameras in your home. Yeah, and the American people just cannot understand. This is all contrived. If you read the Patriot Act, there's not one word in there about Osama bin Laden. There's not one word in there about Islamic terrorism.
I thought it was quite interesting that he was able to live that and then put it into a book that made it sound like fiction, but it was really fact.
Well, of course, they didn't have a video camera
surveillance at that time. They didn't have the technology back in those days.
But of course, the whole idea that you had to have the enemy, and of course, that was Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And pardon me, you had to have the enemy, and that was what was his name, some fellow named Goldberg. And he was the enemy. He was Big Brother's enemy, and you'd put his picture up on the screen, and everybody would boo. And, you know, this is exactly what Osama bin Laden is. He is the, whatever it is, I think it was Goldberg. It's been a long time since I read this story, but you have to have an enemy to rally the people behind Big Brother.
I just thought people ought to know that really that story really isn't all fiction. There's a lot of fact to it.
Although there's a lot of wisdom to it. But, of course, the worst part of the story is how it ends.
Yes.
Where Winston Smith, of course, has had the ability and the desire to stand up against Big Brother and to think for himself. At the very end of the program, he races down the street. And now, of course, he loves Big Brother. Well, okay, Fred, do you want to hang on, or shall we let you go?
I might hang on just a second more.
We'll be back here in just a few moments with Fred. And if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable. At the regular sources, call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got still Fred. Did you have anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I just want to take one quick story that I've been watching on KQED Channel 9, which is our educational channel.
Right.
The last two Thursday nights, we've had a very good story about the war in Japan from the people's point of view. And, you know, basically what happened, Japan was a very westernized country. And they got, in the 30s, they got taken over by a group of right-wing fascist army people. And they invaded China, and they were planning on creating a whole new world order in the Orient.
All right.
And, but nobody said anything. They just went along with it, and they really paid the price.
Amen to that. Well, we have to take a stand. Let's see. Thanks very much for calling.
Have a good day now.
All right, bye-bye. And let's go to, is this Wes who's calling?
Yes, how you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing fine, Howard. Wes from Texas. What part of Texas are you from?
I'm down here in the piney woods of East Texas. It's probably about 90 miles north of Houston.
All right, fine. Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, I got to listen to some mainstream talk radio today, which is unusual for me. I had to travel a little bit with work today, and there were several things that really jumped out at me. This was supposedly a, quote, conservative call-in talk show, and there were several themes that just really jumped out at me. One is that they had a supposed counterterrorism expert on there, intelligence analyst type. I can't recall his name. I was driving down the road. But he brought out the fact that he believed that all of this terrorism, because I can't even tell you how many times that word was used in a short period of time, the terrorists. It reminded me what you were saying about a while ago in 1984 about having to have the enemy in Goldberg.
Right.
It was just the terrorists constantly, like it was some sort of monolithic block or one person. But anyway, he traced all this back to Iran. And I thought that was very interesting, since you and I would probably both agree that that's a very likely target for the U.S. When they think that they can handle it, because as I've heard you say many times, it's really traced back to people that U.S. still calls their allies.
Right, and of course people have forgotten that we brought the Ayatollahs to power back in 1979. We toppled the Shah of Iran, and we destabilized the government, and we brought the Ayatollahs to power, which didn't make any sense in 1979, but it sure makes a lot of sense today when you realize that they have to have an enemy, and now we've created one.
And I think, as you've said, so much of the activity and support and bases can really be traced to Pakistan and Saudi Arabia.
Right.
who are our allies. And the other thing I thought was very interesting was that they kept making out like anybody who was concerned about liberties and freedom and personal liberty and all of this, they labeled them a sort of a leftist, that was democratic, politically correct ideology to be concerned about those sorts of things.
You know, the thing is, we live in a world gone mad. At one time, that was the left was the people who were really concerned about individual liberty. The right were the monarchists. The left were the people who were concerned about liberty and wanted to limit the power of the state. And how they've twisted this whole thing around today, where you don't know what you are. Are you a conservative? Certainly you don't want to conserve what we have. Are you a liberal? Do you want an all-powerful government? I mean, what they've done is they've taken the use of words away from us, and we have difficulty communicating.
Amen, Dr. Stan. I just thought it was almost contrived, I guess.
But everything is contrived. And when you understand, that as Edward Bernays said, you know, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the opinions and occupational habits of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. And those who manipulate this mechanism constitute the invisible government, the true ruling power in society. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our opinions suggested largely by men we have never heard of. Well, of course, you hear about them on talk radio, and they are placed on those radio programs, and we get requests all the time to have these propagandists come on our program, and once in a while I'll put them on, or once in a while I'll put on people I disagree with, because I want you to hear what they have to say. But it's so much in television and radio today is just to rally the American people behind this senseless genocidal war.
This was an individual. He wasn't a big name, I don't guess, because it wasn't certainly anybody I'd ever heard of. But the entire show just seemed to be a shill piece for the war,
right?
To boost the war and to promote the war and like I say, to sort of demonize anybody that would in any way criticize it. The other thing that really stuck out at me is they kept talking about how we need more profiling in this country.
Right.
We need to get over this idea that profiling is bad, and if we're really going to be effective in fighting, quote, the terrorists, well, then we needed more profiling, because obviously that's what they've been doing in England to be able to capture this guy, and we needed to do that, and profiling was good, and we need more profiling. That was the other theme. It was almost as if it was scripted, because you could just detect the themes that kept continuing on through it.
I mean, of course, the question is, why did we change our immigration laws back in 65 and begin to allow people who come in here with the other faith that, you know, eventually they knew there were going to be friction. In fact, I believe that everything that is happening today was scripted back during the Vietnam War. And while our attention was focused on what was going on in Vietnam, they changed our immigration laws so we could bring in large numbers of Muslims. We found that a woman had a right to kill her unborn child. We took God and prayer out of our schools. We began to gut the very framework of our federal system and centralize all power in Washington, D.C. This is long-range planning by truly supernatural powers, and they really are there. And you can read their website. You go up to Google and you type in occult hierarchy, and you will find that there is a plan with a capital P. Anyway, I appreciate your input. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Oh, Dr. Stan, I just appreciate you and keep at it. Thanks for having me on for a little while.
Well, God bless, and please just encourage all your friends there to listen, and we'll do the best we can to keep them appraised of what's going on. What a privilege it is to be able to talk to people out across America. God bless.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Dave calling from Eureka. And, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Dave, is it pretty hot up there?
No, it's a beautiful day.
Okay.
I'm in Eureka. Yeah. I believe the plan at least goes back to the earliest days of PNAC. I believe that our government is on a very ignoble course.
All right. Now, but PNAC, you mean the Project for the New American Century?
Yes.
Right.
The neocons got together and came up with a plan for a new world order. In effect, a controlling, dominating United States government, and to impose it on the world. they said at that time that in order to get the people behind our invading the Middle East, we will need to have a new Pearl Harbor type of an event.
Now, you're quoting then from their pamphlet called Rebuilding America's Defenses, which is available on their website at newamericancentury.org. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I access it on raytal.com, who's okay. Laid it out for us pretty well.
All right.
And that puts a frightening thought in my head, because as the need to invade Iraq was coming near, we had our new Pearl Harbor, and just the ugliest episode the country's ever had to experience. And as a fact, we know that bin Laden had no ability whatsoever to keep our Air Force on the ground for an hour and a half while they did this.
Yeah, that sure is strange how everything just sort of worked in their favor, didn't it?
They had no ability whatsoever to plant explosives in those three World Trade Towers. They would, you know, I'm sure that some security guard would have asked if they had a lot of them coming back and forth with tons of explosives into the building, they would have asked, what are you guys doing? But, you know, it was not within their means to authorize, while all other planes in the country were grounded, to have these bin Laden Arabs flown about the country.
You're talking about Osama bin Laden's family, and the Saudi family were allowed, of course, to be transported around the United States in preparation for leaving before other planes had been allowed to fly. So you're absolutely right.
They had no way to authorize that. That had to come from very high up in the government. They tried to put it on Clark that did it. They made a call to him and said, we're going to be flying a group of Arabs out of it, do you have interpose an objection? He didn't think it was his place to interpose an objection, so they construed that he had authorized the flight. But
now, this is Richard Clark you're speaking of course, who had been working very, very closely with the terrorist or counterterrorism group.
And trying in every way that he could to warn the White House that something was imminent. But anyway,
I think that I don't usually like to get into why the Twin Towers came down, because, you know, they can, of course, come up with all sorts of experts to explain why they came down, but you can't explain why Building 7 came down. That was obviously a demolition, and there was no way that Osama bin Laden got those the explosives in there on the ground floor of that building. So, obviously, that is something that they can't explain, so that they try to get us off on all sorts of other things. And a lot of things I just don't argue about, but there's no way you can explain the passports that survived the fiery crashes in the World Trade Center and the fiery crash in Pennsylvania. And if the government is lying about any one thing, they're lying about everything.
You know, and that to do be a part of that makes them homicidal maniacs. They are not just mean, hateful, ignorant people. These are murderers.
But you have to understand, there are people, Dave, that have a different worldview, and they believe that what they're doing is for the greater good. That's how they could justify Pearl Harbor. That's how they could justify killing the President of the United States. They believe that these things are worthwhile because America is going to have to lead the world, and the only way you can mobilize the American people would be this this perception that we have an external threat to our freedom. So we needed another Pearl Harbor to rally the people behind the government. But and once you understand we are constantly being manipulated, then it all makes sense. Now, I agree with you. I think these people are homicidal murderers, but from their point of view, they think it won't be wonderful when we have this world government. And that is what they're real loyalty to. You mentioned PNAC. 17 of the 25 original members of PNAC came from the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you go to their website, newamericancentury.org, and look at their statement of principles in 1997, and the names are all on the back, there is Dick Cheney, there is Donald Rumsfeld, there are, you know, how did all these people get to be in control of our government? There has to be another force behind them. They just didn't say, well, gee, you know, these are the only people that are really capable of running our country. They just all happen to be part of this original 25 people that signed the Statement of Principles. There is another force behind everything going on. When you understand that, it really begins to make sense. Otherwise, none of this makes sense.
I believe what the force that got them into power was trick voting machines, which they also planned.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you. There was one voting machine that in Ohio, that in a precinct during the last election, that had 800 people, and there were 4,000 votes for George Bush, and the explanation was the voting machine hiccuped, And, you know, everybody said, oh, well, it's hiccup. That explains it. And you wonder how gullible the American people can be.
If they were willing to bring us 9/11, they're willing to steal an election. They're willing to kill our free press. This country is... we got to get a lot smarter, a lot faster.
And, of course, it's even more than smart. We have to understand this is a spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men. And the only way you can really explain what's happening down through the centuries is the fact that there really is a conspiracy against God. And it's being manifested in all these organizations we talk about. But behind that, of course, is this spiritual force that is guiding us towards the New World Order and the New World Religion.
Wow. Well, it looks like God has turned his head another way for me.
Well, of course, the thing is that why would God bless America with what we have allowed to happen here?
Yeah.
And our God, our plea is people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And if we don't have revival here, if people don't turn back to God, there is no hope that we can survive. Because I'm not smart enough, and I don't know anybody else is smart enough to counter what's going on. I think God could do it in the twinkling of an eye if he really wanted to. But the question would be, why should he?
Well, you know, I would think that if there's a God caring and concerned about this creation here, he should be giving us some evidence of that. There's just so much grief and so much suffering, so much hardship being imposed. If it is within the means of a God to amend that,
But you have to understand why he's given us free choice, and what has man done repeatedly when he has free choice? He's done the wrong thing, and I think what he's trying to prove is that without him, we cannot possibly do the right thing. And I will tell you, Dave, as hopeless as things seem, almost on a daily basis, I see his hand in the things that happen to us and to our ministry and to some of our friends. I see the terrible things going on in the world today. I recognize the evil that's there. I read the publications of people who worship Lucifer. But I'm not disturbed because I know that God is ultimately in control, and I have to put my faith in him. I'm not going to understand why he's letting it happen, but I know he's allowing us to make an awful mess out of things. Has there ever been a country that was more blessed than the United States, where the people have had more freedom and opportunity and prosperity? And no. And what have we done with it? Why, we've simply done away with it, we've ignored it, we've turned our back on him, and the church and the church leaders, in my estimation, have betrayed their calling to be the guardians, to be the shepherds of the sheep.
It wasn't our choosing, it wasn't our free will, we got tricked.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. We have been tripped at every turn, but now at least we can understand what's going on, and there are voices out here, lots of voices. A lot of my friends are doing just what I'm doing, and what we need to do is get enough people out there concerned. And then, of course, it's really not going to be what we do. It's going to be what God does. And whatever happens, you know, we're going to have to depend on him for our survival. I will tell you that we cannot do it on our own.
I fear myself that the burden is on us, that if God wanted to get involved, he would do so.
Well, I believe, of course, that we should do our very best, and we are called on to do our very best. And one of these days, he's going to intervene. But I really am very, very concerned in the way he's going to intervene. Anyway, Dave, I appreciate so much your call, and I hope that you'll get all those people up there in Eureka listening to our program.
We'll try.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that's Dave, and it is so easy sometimes to think that maybe God has just abandoned us, and I don't believe that for one minute. I believe he's still in control. I believe he has a plan, and what we want to do is try to bring our thoughts into line with his. For, you know, the thing that often consoles me is, once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide, and that strife of truth with falsehood for the good or evil side. Then it is the brave man chooses, while the coward stands aside, until the multitudes make virtue of the faith they have denied. Though the cause of evil prospers, yet his truth alone is strong, though a portion be the scaffold, and upon the throne be wrong. But that scaffold sways the future, and in the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. And I hope that thought will console you as we see what's unfolding, coming about. We're living in perilous times. Make preparations for it, but the best preparation you can make is to have a personal relationship with our Lord.
tape set, Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. We've got Evelyn calling from Massachusetts. We're really out of time, but hi, Evelyn. Did you have a quick question?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that, do you think when they're all ready and they've got, damaged a lot of things and killed a lot of people, that God is just going to stand by and let them take over? I don't, Dr. Stan. I think just like he confounded them in the beginning, he's going to confound them.
Well, I think that in his time, not in, my time, or anybody else's time,
right.
But in his time, he will intervene. But remember, of course, what happened to the children of Israel when they turned against him. He allowed the Assyrians to come in and take away the northern
That's
tribes,
right.
and the Babylonians to take away the southern tribes. And he brought judgment upon his people. He brings judgment upon nations that turn against him.
Right.
But our job is to do our best.
Right.
And as long as we are faithful and do our best, why, God will be with us. So thank you so much for calling, Evelyn.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Well, this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty is listener-supported. And if you would be interested in joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters or helping us, because we have a unique opportunity to have 18 stations pull down our evening program, and of course we already have 12, so that would give us 30 stations, plus other stations that hopefully we'll be able to bring online. But the major thing we can do right now is reach as many people as possible with the truth. So I know many people out there having a difficult time, but if you are in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then we certainly hope many of you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. And remember, we do carry the Berkey products, and we carry a lot of books and videos and audio tape sets that will help you educate others. And if you do get the video or the audio tapes, the sets that we've created. You have our permission to copy them and to help us disseminate the information. We also hope, of course, that many of you out there will go to our archives. You can listen to our programs there, all of our 3 hours archived every day. And then, of course, you can listen to the Internet through other networks 5 hours every day, and you won't get much accomplished, but you'll get a lot of information, and hopefully you'll learn how to talk to other people and learn what I've learned over the last 43 or 44 years about how to begin to make people aware that we really are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Behind everything going on are these other forces. So certainly go there. You're welcome to pull down our newsletters, copy them. If I could suggest our last two newsletters, The Occult Hierarchy Part 1, The Occult Hierarchy Part 2, you'll read things there that you will never see elsewhere, and we'll begin to give you an idea, a feeling for what we are truly up against. The occult forces that rule the world. Now, if you don't have access to a computer and can't get to our website at radioliberty.com, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a free copy of our newsletter. And if you are already convinced that there's a problem, please encourage others to listen to our programs or to go to our website and to listen to our programs there. The Internet is a wonderful way by which we can spread the information. Of course, we have access to shortwave. We're on 4 hours a day. We're on the Internet 5 hours a day live, and then, of course, delayed on the archives, and they're up there for 3 or 4 weeks after the programs. And by radio, why we're on, well, almost 60 stations across America every single week. A lot of them only half an hour, but it's amazing how many of the people who listen to those half-hour programs and then learn about the Internet and start listening and start learning, because our job is to educate people, to make them understand the true nature of what's going on, how we've financed our enemies, how we've created our enemies, how all during the Vietnam we financed Russia that financed the North Vietnamese. Why our pilots couldn't even shoot at a MiG airplane if it was sitting on the runway in North Vietnam. They had to wait until it was in the air, trying to shoot down our planes. It was all a feigned war, just as so much of what's going on today is as phony as a $3 bill. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.